To me, success is that you're moving forward. That's the most important thing. And what I think is hard for every one of us is that we have layers of some things on us that are kind of holding us back, and we have to kind of get out of those layers. So finding your true self, finding really what are you about? What is your purpose? And then just moving toward it. You might not even complete the purpose. So it's still a success that you've made progress on making the world a better place.
Making the world a better place. I like that. Well, greetings and gratitude to you all. Welcome to the X Factors to Success podcast show. Once again, great pleasure to have you guys all here. I'm Ruggiero Fartacangeli, also known as the G-Man here on the podcast. We appreciate all the views and the subscription that you've all been following in my last few podcast shows. And I'm so ever grateful, dearest to my heart. And like I said to you all, my new beginning is to relaunch the podcast, is to bring speakers and coaches and authors to the show and to inspire you, to empower you, to energize you. So without further ado, I have a wonderful guest here today. She is a productivity coach who helps people succeed personally and professionally while minimizing stress. She experienced the transformational power of coaching back in 2009 during her training. She's driven by her desire to give others the same benefit. She customizes coaching to fit her client's lifestyle. She provides short-term coaching, longer-term ADHD coaching, and your best self program, which includes a variety of video courses and supports for the coaching. She does have a book, which I personally have. I went through the book. I have notes also. It's entitled Design Your Happiness, 9 Essential Elements to Create the Life You Want. It is for those who want an introduction to coaching principles. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome my guest, your guest, Irene Caniano. Irene, welcome to the show.
Thank you for inviting me, Ruggiero. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you for taking your time. I know you're a very busy woman there making a difference in the world and in your household and community. And of course, all your clients that you are serving. So thank you so much for taking the time. And of course, we are also a fellow Toastmaster, and knowing you for a short bit, maybe a number of years already, and I asked you to come to the show, and you said, absolutely, it'd be a great pleasure.
Right, I wanted to be here.
Great. So this show, as you know from our pre-meeting that we had before, and of course, you know how I relaunched the show again, and I bring people in to inspire, to empower, and energize others with the tips of recommendations that our guests have, and of course, it all fits in with the X factors to achieving success and the 5 core values, core pillars, I call them, is faith, family and friends, fitness, finance, and fun. So without further ado, we're going to dive right into it, Irene. I know that I walk you through the bio. Is there anything else you want to, I know you have a lot of other things that you do also. You may share with the audience what else that you were involved in.
Yes. What happened is I started getting involved in volunteer groups, and I realized in volunteer groups, you're always wanted and they'll always find something that you can contribute. So it's a very safe place, but where you can be with others and accomplish great things. So I'm part of the Floral Park Lions Club. I'm active in CHAD, which is children and adults with attention deficit disorder.
Okay.
And of course, Toastmasters, where I do some mentoring, and I'm always learning from the speeches that are given at Toastmasters. So those are the 3 groups that I'm involved with.
Beautiful. Great to give back, especially the Lions Club. I know it's an international organization, also as the Toastmasters as well, and giving back to the children with the CHAD with the ADHD. So Irene, you're a very accomplished woman, and you're accomplished with the teaching and now coaching since 2009. So let me just start off with the question that is based upon my podcast and those audience that listens up, the definition of success. And I've heard so many different variety of success. So how would you identify or how would you explain success in your own journey of life, Irene?
Well, to me, success is that you're moving forward. That's the most important thing. And what I think is hard for every one of us is that we have layers of some things on us that are kind of holding us back, and we have to kind of get out of those layers. So finding your true self, finding really what What are you about? What is your purpose? And then just moving toward it, you might not even complete the purpose. So it's still a success that you've made progress on making the world a better place.
Making the world a better place. I like that. Excellent. Irene, we've got a lot of things going on in life today and so on. And I'm sure that you've had a number of years of teaching. Is that what I understand, right?
Yes, 25 years.
And then you got into coaching. So are there, give us a little bit more of a kind of a background regarding what made you shift into, coaching?
Well, I relate totally to you, Rogero, because I think you're bringing up people's potential. You inspire them, you teach them, and you have that energy like, let's go on and let's do better.
Thank you.
I personally feel it's a sad thing to watch someone not reaching their potential. So I noticed that with students, and my son was labeled the underachiever.
Uh-huh.
Bright as could be, articulate, but was related underachiever. So when he was late in his life, diagnosed as a late teenager as having attention deficit disorder,
right.
I said, well, maybe my students had conditions like that. Maybe I should leave teaching and really go into this specialty because there's a need.
Wow. That's very humble of you to really see within your family and then again, teaching it out there to the community. That's beautiful. Are there any certain role models that you have followed through, like in your studies? Are there any individuals that you have gained some knowledge from and that you use into your own coaching, would you say?
It's funny you should say that. When you get coached, and as coaches, we had to be coached.
Right.
When the person's coaching you, they're actually a model to you because you see how they think. You see how they process. You see how they calm things down. You see them that they're so curious about what you're going through. So they are modeling some of the things that you're going to take on, not only as a coach, as a person. So you become a better listener and you become a better processor. I think the whole experience of watching someone help you and you're admiring them and then you start picking up some.
Well, you know, I'm a very A type of personality, I guess, as you see me with energy, and I need the opposite also to calm me down so I can think. So I could be more focused and directive. That's awesome. Now, are there certain habits and behaviors that has mostly improved in your coaching and of course, in the last years of coaching or doing the work that you've done?
Well, coaching to me really has been wonderful because coaching, people are coming very honestly, trusting, and they really talk about what's on their mind. They're very motivated to change. So my clients are really, every one of them I can remember so clearly because of how they really presented themselves openly. And it was no facade. It was truly them. And it was so beautiful because that's the purpose of coaching, to get people to become the person they really are and not to be comparing themselves to others. So every one of my clients has really taught me how beautiful life is, because if we all could just be ourselves, and we all try to do our best, we really would have a great world.
I like that. So I guess you're very passionate in the work that you're doing right now out there. So would you say, what would you say your overall passion in life would be right now?
Well, I really like connecting with people. I realize that's the thread of my life. I always like to work with people at school as a team. I like the connection with the children. I like connection with volunteer work. I like helping reach the potential with my clients, help them reach their potential. I think I value connection. So that's kind of the thread of my life. And maybe that influences my behavior too.
I like that.
Yeah. And more so since I was coached.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm passionate right now to inspire, to empower others to find their dreams and passions in their life journey. And that is a whole new purpose for me as well. And I know I'm going to talk about your book momentarily because I have your book near me. And I know that there's a book that you, so would you share with us? I mentioned it in the introduction. Tell us a little bit about your book.
I think the key is just to understand why the title is Design Your Happiness.
Yes, that's why I find it intriguing.
Not just be happy, it's design.
Design, that's the key word.
Yeah, I thought of people who are designers, whether it's a home designer or a fashion designer, they always have to think out things. They have to say, let's make some choices. Plan for the color, the size, the shape, the line, whatever. They have to make choices. They have to think things out. And I felt that that's what this book is going to help you do. Think out things that are in your life. And I call it cleaning out your life closet.
Clean out your life closet. Okay.
Yeah. So you're actually saying, what do I want to keep? What do I want to get rid of? What do I need more of? And then you apply it to your life. And then these are 9 different parts of coaching, kind of processing that you're going to do, just to think about your life through these different lenses. And by each chapter, you're making tweaks to your life. And that's what the purpose of the book is.
Speaking about chapters, there's one chapter that I bookmarked in the book here, and it indicates your values. And I'm going to quote here, and I love who you quoted here in your book, and I love Zig Ziglar. I've been following him years, and rest in peace here. But the quote that you use in the opening chapter, and they call it element 2, I guess, in your book, is money will buy you a bed, but not a good night's sleep. A house, but not a home. A companion, but not a friend. By Zig Ziglar. Why did you choose this quote, Irene? What would you say that? Why?
Because I think we sometimes think of ourselves aiming for something, but not getting to the real need thing that we
you
want.
Mean the material things that everyone wants to see, right?
The surface, you know, oh, I'm going to have a lot of people around me. I have so many people that I hang with. No, but are they friends? So it's like, distinguish what exactly do you want? Do you want the companion or do you want the friend? So I thought, and money, oh my gosh, money, material things. Like
you said.
And we get sidetracked that's success, that's happiness. And that's the biggest thing. You think that's happiness and it's not. So I use that quote. And so people could be feeling, I have the right to, what do I think is important? What do I want? I'm not going to let other people just kind of decide for me what's going to bring me happiness.
Interesting. You know, it reminds me of so many social media platforms like Facebook. Like, mm-hmm. The more you like. I think we go back and see how many likes did I get? And who commented? I think we need that feedback. But yet, we're looking for outside. And you said before about money. You know, money doesn't buy us happiness, but it does buy other things also. We can help others also with monetary. And one of the X factors is finance. Be a good steward of your funds. Be financially educated. And that, if not, I use this here. You know, if you earn $1, why spend $1.10? That's what's happening today, where we are extending ourselves credit, and then we go into a spiral, right? And we think that the valuable physical goods create this image of us. And again, I was hearing one of the podcasts or a reader, I think, John Shady, I think who his name is. Anyway, it's like having this beautiful car. And why is it? Does it extend your personality? You want people to look at you with a certain car, a certain brand, a certain kind of clothing that you wear? So you see, that's why I said value. You know, what do you value? What's value is internal, right? So again, design your happiness, 9 essential elements to create life you want. So you said 9. Why 9? Why not 5 or 10? But I love the number 9 also.
Yeah, it was funny. It was just like when I was coaching people, I see these same things coming over and over again. And even though we had like 23 major themes in coaching training, these 9s came popping out all the time. So I said, let's just introduce people to some of the concepts of coaching. And then we'll just pick the ones that keep occurring, which happened to be 9 that stuck out.
I like this. So I use 5. I use 5 pillars. Faith, family and friends, fitness, finance, and fun. And they go into the circle of Fs. Interesting.
I love that it's the Fs because that's so memorable. And it's really important because I think people could have 4 of those and really miss out a lot of life.
And there's so much into each pillar that we could dive into. And I too am working on my book. And hopefully we could, hopefully I will, in God's strength and desire for me and value, that will bring this book out myself as well. So Irene, we've got you're passionate, you're coach, you're teaching, and you've got all great stuff that goes on. Your Lions Club, you're a Toastmaster as well, and you're a mentor at the Toastmaster. What would you say your biggest challenge or mistake that you've made that also shifted you or pivot you in your journey to achieving what you're achieving as of today?
Yeah, so I'll go way back. to when I was young, 21, got married, didn't know myself very well. We were both too young, I think, to get into a relationship that was, you know, going to be having children and all that. And I think that was the mistake. And I say that because I didn't have great self-awareness and he didn't have that either. So it's sort of like not knowing myself, not really standing up for what was important to me because I wasn't sure of my value. Sometimes I would think of, oh, well, we'll do it your way rather than talk it out and say, well, I really would rather do it a different way. So not standing up for my own values. And then basically the communication wasn't good. So I feel that not knowing yourself well, not having awareness, not being a good communicator, these are skills people need. And I didn't have that at 21. And I didn't realize how much I needed to have that for a marriage.
You know,
so that was a regret in a sense, but something I learned from.
And we learned from, Amy, our younger age. You know, you ever hear that expression, youth is wasted on the young?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's the wisdom that you don't have, but the wisdom that we learn from the past can bring to the future and then, well, to today, present, and then bring it to the future as well.
The giant learning experience.
There you
go. The mistake or the crisis is the giant learning experience.
There you go. There you go. Beautiful. So you learn from the challenges, the mistakes, the failures as you shift it into your teaching and you have that desire there. I love it. Are there certain books? I know you have your book here, and you're dear to your heart. Are there any, for example, any top three books that you would recommend to the audience that shape you and give you some insights and learnings? Because I always like to ask that question because I, too, I've got tons of books, and I buy books at Barnes & Noble or Amazon. I'm not promoting Barnes & Noble or Amazon books, okay? But I've got them on my desk here in the studio, and I say, okay, when I get to one and two, I can skip around. So what are your top three books, Irene?
Well, one of them was called Excuses Be Gone, and by Dr. Dwayne Dyer.
Yes. Oh, dear.
How to Change Your Lifelong Self-Defeating Thinking Habits. What I like was fun about this book is he actually lists 19 of our excuses. And you kind of say, yes, I relate. And then he kind of gives you a deep dive into personal responsibility. And then he gives you the anecdote, the words you should be saying to yourself instead of those excuses. And he actually gives one for each. So I thought that was very good. A second book I would recommend is Change Your Questions, Change Your Life, which is a very easy read, but it's very impactful because when you're working on a problem, whether by yourself or with a team or your partner, you might be asking the wrong question and really going to a place where you're stuck or going worse into blaming.
Okay.
So she directs you how to ask the right kind of questions. She shows you the right kind of questions, explains why they're better questions, and then even has a choice map in it. So she's very helpful with communication.
What's the title of the book, Irene?
Change Your Questions, Change Your Life.
Huh.
Yeah. Merrily Adams.
Merrily Adams. Okay.
And the third book is The Honeymoon Effect. It's a very thick book.
I got that one.
Yeah, you have that.
Not the Bruce Lipton?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
We'll talk about it because I'm just going to mention the little piece that I liked is that he said that 95% of our life is by default and only 5% is when we're on the honeymoon. And that we're on the honeymoon when we're very mindful, when we're taking in everything and we're truly ourselves and not layered with a lot of other people's expectations. But if you read it, I think.
Oh, it's the conscious and the subconscious, right? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yes. By the way, I've been in his presence twice.
Wow.
I've been to a seminar out in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And back in 2019, I believe. Yes. With the Greg Braden and Anita Murajani. Also, when Dr. Wayne Dyer had one of the events back in New York at the Jacob Javits in New York City. A number of years ago before he passed away. I've had him also opportunity with Dr. Wayne Dyer, Bruce Lipton, and many other. So I had the opportunity. So those are my gurus as well.
Wonderful. Meet them.
Funny that you mentioned that book there. You know what? I have to dig it up on my shelf again, that one there. Just like I went back to your book and I said, all this golden nuggets on this book here. So folks, when I do have it, it's a great book. I mean, we'll get more into it in a little while, but thanks for sharing your top three books there. I'm sure those are role models also that you've learned from as well. Great. Irene, is there Is there a specific book that you currently reading, maybe? Or something?
Well, I was thinking the book, I hope men would not be thinking I'm thinking just of women, but I just finished the book on First Ladies, and it's the interviews that were done on C-SPAN about each of the First Ladies, where they did a historical study of them.
Okay.
And why I like that book so much is because it showed that no matter what gifts you're bringing to the world, you will be able to contribute. So like Herbert Hoover's wife, she was very much with him into trying to build charities to help through the Depression.
Okay.
They were partners on that.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Franklin Roosevelt's wife was like on her own mission doing his work, but she was doing it her way. And then there were people like Nancy Reagan, who supported their husband, and Harry Truman's wife. They were there basically to keep their husband grounded. So each woman contributed in their own way.
Interesting.
And I thought that was very inspiring, just to watch people who maybe weren't very famous, but when you think of behind the scenes, they were doing things to help with the presidency.
Irene, you're mentioning some presidents there. Hopefully the audience who's listening to this, who may be younger, may know what Truman and Reagan.
I can't relate to Hoover that much, but we go back a bit.
No, I know.
But you're right. They might be thinking of more current presidents, but
yeah,
first ladies through history. So I thought it was a very good thing to look back. Yeah, you know, like what they were going through and how they contributed.
And unfortunately, we need to learn more about our American history. We need to know more about that. So again, this is all part of the X factors to achieving success, right? And it's, again, all revolves around our principles and values, as you mentioned in your book as well. So Irene, I know that we've got some great, by the way, great information. I love it. Very good content. And those of folks who are listening to right now, wherever you are listening to, go back and listen to this and maybe get some sound bites out of it. Maybe it can help you to inspire, to empower, and to read those books that mentioned. By the way, I will put those books that Irene mentioned on the show notes, so you could go ahead and click on it and pick up a book, audio book, whatever the case may be. What are you proud of lately? What would you say your main, but what are you focusing on lately?
Yeah, I think for me it's trying to be more intentional, which is really working out to make life easier. So just because somebody maybe wants to do something, you don't have to be a pleaser. You know, you can say no. I'm fine saying no, or
I like
not having to explain. No, I really don't want to. It's easier now because I'm intentional. Also, getting up in the morning and having an intention. So it's more about living life with your eyes wide open.
So do you practice any meditation, prayers? I go into prayer also. I thank God for the gratitude. Just maybe five top gratitude list. That's what I do. Do you do anything of that nature, Irene?
Yeah, basically, I'm more into like walking kind of meditation.
Okay. The nature outside. Yep.
Yes. And prayer and spirituality is important to me. And so that's kind of how I'm not quite great at meditation, but I'm able to do a quickie, but not really good meditation. Just a short, you know, calm down for a few minutes and that's it.
So it gives you a little more peace of mind, a little alignment here. So let me get back to your coaching here, because I want to bring this back into it. And just for those audience there, to give a clarity, what's the difference between coaching someone who has ADHD and someone who doesn't? Can you give us some insight there, Irene, for those of us?
Okay. So first I want to say that when we go for training and coaching, we take a specialty, and that's my ADHD specialty, and then we take general life coaching. But I was working with people with ADHD, and here's what you have to, I think what people have to understand about people with ADHD.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They have five or more major difficulties in things like time management, memory, planning, flexibility, attention, self-control, organization, task initiation, emotional control. I mean, they've got five to be diagnosed. So I was working with people at ADHD, and then I started to look and I said, what about this list? Do I have any of these? And I said, oh, yeah, I've got one. You know, I'm not as emotionally controlled as I should be. I said, does my husband have any? I said, yeah, he could use a little flexibility. So I started looking at people and I said, oh my gosh, we all have one of these skills that need a little developing.
Okay.
So I could open up my coaching to everyone, you know, anybody who wants to be more productive and more aware and be, I guess, say more successful with their goals.
Okay. Wow. You know, do you think that are we doing a better job currently in the schools to detect those attributes to find out a young age? Because I know I have some family members also, friends and family also, that may have, could have used also some coaching to identify so they could remedy or help the child develop at a certain age also as they go into elementary school and high school.
The schools have really helped in a lot of ways. They give accommodations so they could, and some students actually have one adult with them to help them stay focused. I think they're doing much, much better, but some children just don't do well in a school setting. And that's the biggest difference. If you have severe ADHD, you might need to be in a different kind of setting than a 6-hour day in a classroom. So that's the thing. I think that if they could adapt education to be a little bit more experimental, experiential, you know, you're out there doing more things outside, that would help. But that's a major change.
Understood.
But they're doing better. They are doing better.
Yeah, you know, I see too much children right now. My wife is a teacher. She's an art teacher now in the school district. And she found some challenges controlling the, she said, there are 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. And yes, and she, again, artwork, coloring, pottery, and she comes back when she debriefs me. She goes, it's been challenging, but she loves it. She loves it because she's pouring her heart and soul into the work that she's doing and to have that child maybe develop, see a different colors of life, right, with art.
And art is wonderful. You're giving the child an experience that perhaps that's their thing, right?
Yes, and she brought home some interesting paintings or sketches, design, some really talented individuals out there, young, who have potential to grow into the field of art, field of design, publishing, and so on. So,
and also the fun of art, that's part of yours, like
fun, yes,
a little bit here. Yes.
So, Irene, before we say farewell, again, we have a couple more questions here. So I'm going to tie this in now. So you now from a teacher to a coach, so which you answered already, but what was the pivot point that you switched that spurred you to really, really pivot from teaching to coaching?
Well, it was that I really wanted to do it and the timing was right for my pension plan. So I could leave teaching. It wasn't going to be a big sacrifice for me.
Okay.
So it was an ideal time to go. And it was like an act two for me, for my profession.
I like that. It was an act two for your professional life. So again, you're seeing some more value. Because again, you were like, okay, I did my time here, but what else can I do? So very, very cool. So Irene, I understand from the reading of your book here, and perfectly, and by the way, it's very well easy to read, folks. So when you pick it up here, Design Your Happiness, 9 Essential Elements to Create the Life You Want. And I've been reading inside here that something might be coming in the future. Can you talk about something about like take charge of your life? Is that something? Can you give us a little more insight of that?
Yes. Well, take charge of your life was because I saw things that we could do to make our lives run more smoothly. So I developed a number of ideas that I would like to write chapters on. Now it's going to be blogs. I'm going to write blogs on different ones. Like one is about stepping out of your comfort zone, but there's like a nice metaphor for that. So there are different ones about time, how we process time. There's different ways that time work for us. So there's a chapter on that. But first I'm going to do it as a blog. Each one's going to be a blog. And then when I have enough of the blogs posted, then I will go into the book because that'll be an easier way for me to do it. But the blogs are drafted. The only things they're not up yet. So
okay.
If people check in, I will make it, because of your inspiration, I'm going to make it more of an accountability thing that I will get up rather than let the papers just sit there with the draft.
Well, you see how we stimulate each other to really create that accountability with each other as influencers and people who want to make a difference in the world. So, Irene, you're on track. So where can we find the blog?
Okay, it's everything's at irenecaniano.com, irenecaniano.com. And from there, you can go to the YouTube, you can go to the Instagram, you can even schedule a call and so what or talk to me. So there's anything that you would need concerning me, it would be on.
Beautiful. So folks, I will put everything in the show notes also, so you could go ahead and plug in us. You have the website, you have the Instagram, and where can you find your book, Design Your Happiness?
Amazon.
Okay, Amazon. Is there also a link on your website as well?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Very good. So you have to get, folks, you have to get that book there, Design Your Happiness here. So, and check out the Take Charge of Your Life blogs. And then in the future, from the blogs going into a book. And then we'll have Irene back in the show again. So what do you think? So Irene, what would you say, what would you give the audience, the last comments or inspiration, encouragements before we say farewell until our next time?
Well, I have to take from Shakespeare.
Okay, go ahead.
To thine own self be true. It is absolutely the key to really feeling good in life. You have to be yourself. There was a person called Paul Langone. He's a coach, and he says many of us suffer from OCD, obsessive comparison disorder.
Ooh.
Yeah, and we need to remember we don't have to compare ourselves to anyone. We just have to find out what's the best way to be ourselves.
Wow, can you repeat that again, please, for us?
Oh, okay, it's from Paul Langone, Obsessive Comparison Disorder, OCD.
Oh, folks, that was very powerful. We need to kind of digest that and listen to it over and over again and look them up as well. I want to say a wonderful, wonderful appreciation, gratitude to Irene Caniano for being on our show on the X Factor to Success. And once again, you can find Irene on Irene Caniano, IreneCaniano.com. And then I'll put everything else in the show notes. So Irene, I want to thank you very much. Any last comments?
I did want to say that if anyone wants to talk to me or ask a question, that this is not going to be a business call or a pushy call. This is a next step call for you. If you'd like to call and just say something that you're thinking about and you just want a little bit of a conversation around that, I can give you like a laser coaching session, and no pressure at all to let me be the next step. It's in what next step you want to take.
Wow.
That's what I'd like to offer.
I really appreciate that. You know, all our guests are giving something back. So folks, reach out to Irene. I think she's a wonderful, wonderful lady with a true sense of gratitude to give back to the community. Her work is phenomenal. I heard a lot of things about her. I read testimonials online. So give her a shout out and tell her that you heard this on the X Factors to Success. I'm sure she'll be grateful to spend some time with you. So anyway, you can listen to the X Factors to Success podcast show, and you can reach us at xfactors2success.com, also on Instagram, Facebook, and reach out to me. And if you have anyone out there who'd like to become part of a guest, send them a message to them and tell them to reach out to me and get them on the podcast show. And Irene, same thing also with you. If you think that yeah. someone that wants to join our show here, again, this is a very open forum, folks. And again, the fact that I started this podcast is to have a conduit. It's a conduit to bring people on the show to share their insights and their profession, so it can inspire, empower others to achieve their success in their life. Without further ado, I want to thank you once again, Irene. I send you a virtual hug to you.
And thank you for doing the program and for keeping us inspired and keeping us learning.
Well, we're all doing our part here as we journey this physical earth. And the G-Man here from the X Factor to Success, don't forget, live with purpose, live with passion, and make a difference. Ciao, ciao, everyone. Until next time.